Nabi Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that verily I love you. So first he took a hold of his hand, then he told him that, O Mu'adh, verily I love you. Thumma usika, and then he advised him. So one of the things we said is, before a person advises, he should make the people whoever he's speaking to feel comfortable. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made him feel nice, he made him feel comfortable, and then he was giving him advice. Now this was more than sufficient for any sahabi, just to hear the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is holding the hand and telling them that he loves them was more than enough to cause the heart to burst with excitement and with happiness. Can you imagine how happy Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made him feel? And then he gave him these advices. He said, Usika ya Mu'adh, la tada'anna fi duburi kulli salatin taqul, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. He said, O Mu'adh, do not ever leave out after every salah saying these words, Allahumma, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek your assistance in remembering you. So in other words, that a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes to the masjid for salah, person opens up the Quran to read, he gives some charity, he shows some kindness, whatever good he does, this is only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, one poet beautifully said, he said, Ye fazal kisi ka karam ki sadaqa hai, ye qadam utha nahi, uthe nahi, uthaya jata hai. That whatever person does, this is somebody else's giving, somebody else's bestowing. Ye qadam utha nahi, this feet itself, they don't lift up by itself. These feet don't have the potential to lift up itself. Uthaya jata hai, somebody is lifting these feet up. You going to the masjid is not by you lifting up your feet and going. Somebody else is causing it to lift. In other words, Allah Pak is giving you the tawfiq of going to the masjid. Allah Pak is giving you the tawfiq to do righteous deeds. Everything a person does is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him is that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance to remember him. And the next thing was shukrik. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his dua, I'm asking you that you give me the tawfiq of making your shukr. The shukr is something that is very, very, very great. This was one of the aspects or one of the things that shaitan took an oath on, that this is how he will mislead people. And he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few of your bandas will be grateful. So therefore, this is a very important thing. The third thing that he mentioned, وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, and give me tawfiq that I make excellent ibadat. In other words, the mode and manner I carry out the ibadat also. One is just haphazard, a person does it. And one is he does it in a beautiful mode, beautiful manner, pleasing to the eye, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq that the ibadat that I'm going to do now, after you've given me tawfiq, it must be one that is done in an excellent manner. So this is a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا كان عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمر رجل به حضر أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه the خادم of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says that he was once by رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and a man walked past. So حضر أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه was with النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام and one man walked past. فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأحب هذا. So what happened was, he said that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this man. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this man. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in return asked him, فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَعْلَمْتَهُ, did you inform this man that you love him? You are saying that you love this man, but did you inform him that you love him? فَقَالَ لَهُ, so he replied, no, I didn't inform him that I love him. In other words, he's just telling Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that he loves him, but he didn't tell the man himself that he loved him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْلِمْهُ, فَقَالَ أَعْلِمْهُ, فَلَحِقَهُ, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, go and tell him that you love him. In other words, love is something that you don't just hide it in your heart. No, I love this person, I love my brothers, you just hide it. But you expose it, you make that love known. Another thing that a person needs to make known is that happiness on a Friday or an Eid day, etc. He shows, he makes a zuhur of that happiness. So yeah, he makes zuhur of this love that he has for his brother. So he went and he met him. فَلَحِقَهُ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. And then he told him, verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were saying that what words a person should use to express. So these are the words. إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. Verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I don't love you for anything else. No material reasons, no ulterior motives, nothing. It's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال, and now, أحبك الذي أحببتني له. So this person replied, And this is the words that we should reply. If we don't know the Arabic, then use the English. أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May Allah for whose sake you love me, love you as well. May Allah for whose sake you love me, He must love you also. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love me. So this is the reply you're giving the person. For whose sake you love me. In other words, you love me for Allah's sake. May that person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you. So simple way to remember, if somebody tells you they love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you reply, for whose sake you love me. In other words, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you. Simple, very simple way of saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you. So the words a person should say is, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. Verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person reply, should say, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal of these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we'll see again that the love in the community, that friendship, etc. will come. If this is the love a person should show to an ordinary Muslim brother, can you imagine the love he needs to show to his blood brother? The love he needs to show to those parents of his, to the close siblings, etc. How much more love he needs to show them. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.